American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, I tell you what, man, you know, you got to love live radio. You got to love it. Did you catch the MonsterCast last night? Let's get some accolades out of the way first, shall we? Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. There it is. If you're watching me on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Don't check it out while you're driving. Unless you're a passenger, then you can put it on your device. That's kind of cool. And all of this being brought to you today and every day by X Insurance. X Insurance. We're going to have a guest from X this week on the program to talk about all the things you need to know. However, it is a superior product. I have it, and you need it. Stop playing games with fake stuff and get real stuff, okay? I'm telling you, it's just the way it is. I'm just going to be straight up with you. All right, the last night's MonsterCast was unbelievable. It always is. Alan Gottlieb, John Lott, Hour 1, AWR Hawkins, the Breitbart News Hour, Hour 2, and then the roundtable was really interesting. With just Neil McCabe and Brad Primo, and we got a call from Ali Alexander talking about Joe Biden being sick. The website Joe Biden is Sick, and it was a fascinating conversation. So it made for three solid hours of hard-hitting radio. But today, you get one of my favorite people on earth, David Kodria. Let's go directly to him. My man, David, how you doing, brother? David, we got you. There we are. David Kodria,
Mark,
come on in,
yes.
Brother. How are you,
man? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I did something today that I vowed I wouldn't do, but I got up in time to watch the hearings, and I watched them up until I could no longer stomach what I was seeing. Of course, I'm talking about ACB, Amy Coney Barrett, and what I saw coming from the Democrats. See, I almost made a Freudian slip there. It's easy to do when you say that. The socialist Marxist communists masquerading as former Democrats is the way I like to call it now, because that's pretty much what it is. But David, they were a little bit more subdued than they were with Kavanaugh because they knew that backfired. How you could tell, but you could tell instantly what their line of attack was, and that was go after Trump on COVID. We shouldn't even be here because of a disease. Yet, if the Senate wasn't in session, they'd be all over the Republicans and McConnell for not going back to work and doing the work of the people, and Biden would be running on that. It's nothing but lies. It's nothing but farce. It's garbage. And I want to get your opinion on what you saw today, if you were watching any of it at all.
Well, if not for hypocrisy, they would have no standards, but we've known that for a long time. Unfortunately, right. I did not have time to watch even a minute of it. I could have kind of told you how it would go, though, just based on the fact that we know how these characters operate. But you have to understand that on the weekends, I shut down my War on Guns blog, but that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, taking a vacation or anything like that. There's a lot of sausage making that goes on behind the scenes and a lot of preparation. And I probably had about 30 or 40 news tips that I had to prep. I had an article that I had to do. I had some firearms news article I had to publicize. Another one just came out today that I have to publicize. And so with all of that, I have just been working solid since I got up and just did not have time to go and listen to it, which I regret, because, I mean, this is critical stuff that Americans who want to be engaged and informed need to stay abreast of. And so, unfortunately, what I have to do now is I have to go back and either rely on a media which is going to color things and portray things in a way that favors the Democrats, and or find time to find a reliable source where I can go and get some highlights.
Well, I'll tell you what, you got your work cut out for you today, brother. I don't envy you. I mean, I can honestly say that my day's beginning to wind down a little bit right now. It's 4:10 Eastern time. If you're listening to the program live, 10 minutes after the hour, 1:10 p.m. Pacific. I've got your work cut out for you. I don't envy you there. But you know what? When you do that, all that work, all of us get to benefit from that. So we just beg that you keep it up. I'm going to guess that you've got something in the wings on the ATF by chance. Would that be a fair bet?
Are you talking Honey Badger?
Yeah, see, I know you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I've got an article out on Firearms News. It headlined over the weekend, was on the top of the site over the weekend. And what I've got a little bit different from what everybody else has is that I had a chance also to interview our friend, firearms designer and president of Historic Arms LLC, Len Savage. And Len found it curious that that the order against Honey Badger was coming out of the Boston field office instead of HQ. And so now we're wondering if all the required forms have been filed and signed off by all the appropriate people, because they would have to sign off on it right up the chain of command, which, you know, the management serves at the pleasure of the president. And or is this something that's, you know, possibly some embedded Democrats in there are trying to stir up some stuff before the election? In other words, here's some anti-gun stuff coming up that has the potential to put thousands of gun owners behind bars if they don't surrender and obey immediately. And so I'm looking right now on whether or not it's going to be worthwhile to file a Freedom of Information Act request and maybe go after some of those things and what they'll tell me if I do file on that.
How much time, though, when you file a Freedom of Information Act, a FOIA, in other words, how much time does it take you to get that process, to get it moving? We need to know some things.
Yeah, you know, I don't have an answer for you off the top of my head. The FOIA idea just struck me earlier today, and I sent off an email to some advisors asking, hey, you know, with all this, would it be worthwhile, and what are the chances that we could get a response on something like this? And so that's where I am at this process on that. But still, if you go to Firearms News, basically, my piece is up there. Actually, the three headliner pieces up there right now in their Second Amendment section were all done by me. The first one was about FUDs for Biden. And believe it or not, there is a group of idiot gun owners who are for Joe Biden. Okay, then the second one was this business about the Honey Badger. And the third is about a lawsuit that essentially didn't go anywhere. And my contention is, until such time as we address the necessary for the security of a free state aspect of the Second Amendment, they're going to continue to be able to say, well, you know what, if we have May issue, then yeah, you can carry, or if you're allowed to have a handgun, then you don't need an assault weapon. Everything is fine, and allows them to substitute things, because we're not really addressing what was codified and recognized in Miller back many, many decades ago, that says that, no, you know, you're supposed to be able to have citizens have ordinary military equipment.
Okay? We're talking about Miller in 1934, listeners.
Yes,
and
when
he says
absolutely,
going back many decades, David's talking about the Miller Supreme Court, the Miller case, and that is 1934. That is going back decades. That qualifies. But, David, you've got so much going on here. I do want to talk about Honey Badger here briefly. A.W.R. Hawkins over at Breitbart is reporting that the White House is investigating the ATF decision to increase regulation on those on certain pistols. And, you know, I'm just going to tell you what this is right up front. And, you can choose to believe me or not, but this is not coincidental right before the election. This is bureaucrats. I hate to use the word deep state, but I'm going to. It's deep state bureaucrats inside the ATF that hate Donald Trump. This is not coincidence. They're trying to make this an issue right now before the election, and they believe one way or another, depending on what they can get Donald Trump to do, one way or the other can be used against him by the candidate Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who can't draw 10 people to a rally. By the way, I saw a great headline on Fox the other day. Warren tells crowd of 65 people that she's going to hold Donald Trump accountable when Joe Biden becomes president. So I thought, I got a kick out of that crowd of 65 people. Donald Trump will have more people in his entourage when he gets off of an airplane in Florida today and greets tens of thousands. So you can use that as a gauge as well. But yeah, David, would you agree with me that this is shenanigans being played by deep state bureaucrats within the ATF? And again, I'm not trying to be the conspiracy theory guy here, but this is not coincidence in my book. Don't be the sucker who thinks it is. Thoughts real quick before we go to break.
That is exactly the title of my piece. Will President Trump let ATF continue to rule by unchecked diktat with honey badger reclassification. And it goes into, that's exactly why I think this is happening. I think that people on the inside are trying to set him up to be embarrassed. And that's why NRA says we should write our representatives in DOJ, which I agree with, and I did. But GOA, which I prefer, said write the president. And that I did as well. I encourage everyone. I gave people links to contact the White House and or @RealDonaldTrump on Twitter. And let him know that we expect, you know, he talks about our beautiful Second Amendment. Right. Let's see some action on this.
We need to see something from him, a statement from him at a rally about this, so that we know that this is on his radar and that he knows what's going on. Although I got to show you, as we go to this break, that is sheer desperation on the other side that they are digging this deep to try to embarrass Trump. Nothing is sticking. Trump plus 360 electoral votes November 3rd. Back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man. The American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show indeed. GunBroker.com is the place to be, and I know many thousands of you have gone over there. Please support Armed American Radio by supporting our partners. You know, I use the word sponsor. Partner is more like it, because we work together to bring you the program and to be able to do certain things. And we do have a new, I know this COVID thing has been so messed up, I've been promising you a new GunBroker.com range bag giveaway. And I found out last week that they are actually making a run down to that warehouse and grabbing a whole bunch of stuff. So that's right around the corner. I know I've said that before, but it's just weird times we live in. GunBroker.com has anything and everything you need. And I see a lot of emails from you who are shopping over at GunBroker looking for what you can't find on your store shelves. That's why it's there. 1.5 million auctions a day. Vast majority have a buy now on it. So you can just go find it, buy it. Okay. Carr Arms. I missed, sadly, the Rods of Iron Festival. And I know it was a tremendous success. I spoke to some folks at Carr Arms today, but because of family situations and not being able to travel, I have now 2 credits with Delta Airlines that I can use. So you never know where I'll go that will be really, really fun. Welcome back inside here, the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. And all of it is being brought to you by X Insurance. We're going to have a lengthy discussion about those superior products and what they mean for you later on in the week. David Kodria, welcome back, my friend. Hey, David, let me ask you a question. Have you seen any of the latest funny memes about Donald Trump?
You know, not really.
Probably a vague question.
I'm pretty limited in what I expose myself to, because, like I said, I'm just so dang busy, Mark. You know, it's amazing.
Well, let me tell you, there's a couple funny ones out there that I want to run by you. You heard about or maybe saw the fly on Pence's head during the debate, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, the meme that's going around on that is wonderful. Somebody sent it to me the other day. It's a close up of the fly. The fly was wearing a MAGA hat. You didn't see that? It was absolutely
no.
Outstanding. In the other case, the fly's face was Joe Biden sniffing Pence's hair. So I mean, this doesn't get any better than that. So there's a lot of comedic stuff out there for you if you're paying attention out in social media world, which I hate to be. But if you're going to be out there, at least you see some of that funny stuff, including Donald Trump riding the wheelie on the rocket bike, the rocket motorcycle with a leather jacket on it. And it says taken out in front of Walter Reed before his departure, you know. So
I've got a social media observation I'd like to make. I get a lot of people telling me, I won't have anything to do with Facebook. I won't have anything to do with Twitter. And I understand where they're coming from. But here's the thing, and I've said this before on Armed American Radio. You're ceding ideological battle space to the enemy because they use it to tremendous advantage.
Correct.
And so what I suggest and recommend instead is use it for the reason I use it. Don't use it for social media. I'm not going to post my kids' pictures on there. I'm not going to post funny kittens or anything like that. I'm going to use it to promote and spread the message and to promote and spread my work, because Lord knows nobody else besides you and a very few others are going to help me do that. And so this gets information out that needs to be gotten out. You know, there's a term that I used when I was in defense contracting with satellite navigation and communications equipment called C-Cube-DIAG, you know, Command Control Communications and Intelligence. And we cannot cede this to the enemy. So use their resources against them. Do not use it for social media. Use it for advocacy media.
You know, that's a great point. And I've often made the comment that if you don't have to be on social media for work, for business, whatever the case may be. And I do, unfortunately, with what I do, I put out that you're on the program today. And honestly, when it comes to work, I don't use social media enough. That's going to change. But nonetheless, I'm not that guy that goes out there and plasters his whole life all over some stupid account telling people what I'm thinking that day as I'm sitting on the toilet because I'm bored. It's a joke. And God, you wouldn't believe what you see from people. It's just incredible that they put this stuff out there on social media. And remember, if you're doing that, particularly if you're younger, it never goes away. And it can be viewed by anybody down the road that's going to make some, maybe some very impactful decisions about your life in the future. So be careful of that. But, you know, you're right, David. I've often said, if you don't have it at work, don't waste your time with it. Live your life. You know, again, I'm going to tell this story, David. When I was at a meeting with the ex-insurance guys, I met them at the Waverly Hotel, where you have been because you were a keynote speaker there at a Georgia Carey convention in the not too distant past. And as that hotel was very creepy, you know, when we walked in the place, but there was a young girl wearing a mask who was working behind the counter in one of the only places that was open besides the front desk in the convenience store area. And I walked in and you could just see depression. People just look depressed. This isn't normal life. And I said, how are you doing? And she said, I'm doing good. She goes, I just want life to get back to normal. I said, yeah, I don't blame you. We all do. I said, if I gave you some advice and told you that I could make your life normal by the time you went home tonight, would you be willing to hear what I had to say? And she said, yeah, sure, please. I said, it's real simple. When you get home today, put your phone down, turn it off, and don't watch any television. And there you go. Because if you don't have people pounding you all day long, you can actually walk outside and smell the roses. You can make a cup of coffee and smell it. You can take a walk. You can go shopping. You can do what you want. Yes, you might have to wear a mask when you go in a place where they're not going to let you in. But you can live your life without being beaten up all day. And part of our problem in today's world, and it is doing tremendous damage to the psyche of the nation and could lead to very serious conflict down the road if we as a people are not careful, and that is social media is wrecking the soul of this nation. I'd love you to comment on that, David.
I think the reason that I see people using it and the absolute rudeness that I see, and you see trolls who have no identifiable kickback or blowback in meat space, okay? And so they can afford to be as rude and as disruptive as they want to be, and some people take it to heart and it upsets them, but what I try to remind people is that there are studies that show that trolls universally exhibit traits of psychopaths, narcissists, and sadists. And if you look at the way they operate, that's exactly it. And on top of that, I would add cowards. Because you know, I'm not going to say anything to anyone online that I wouldn't be willing to say to that man and do it to his face. Because that's just the way I was raised. Okay, and that's just the way that I believe. Okay, I'm not going to say anything anonymously and get away with it, which is why I put my name on everything.
You know, you make some very cogent points there, because as a writer, and a prolific one at that, you have a way to wrap your prose. It's remarkable. I really enjoy reading, and so does everybody else, your work. And we're going to cover some of your pieces when we come back from this break. But as someone who writes, that is critically important. Because that speaks to your integrity, it speaks to your honesty, it speaks to who you are as a man, and it speaks to what you write about, and it speaks to your convictions. Because that means that I know that what you say to me is being reflected from who you are. You're not telling me something you think I want to hear because you think I want to hear it. But just like us on this program here, we live this lifestyle. These are our convictions. Don't ask me to give a speech and then tell me what I can and can't say. Because I'm not going to give the speech, or I'm going to give the speech and you're either going to edit it or you're going to boot me off the stage, because I'm going to tell you what I feel or I'm not going to say it at all. And if we didn't think like that, if we didn't write like that, if we didn't act like that, we couldn't do these programs. And listeners, you couldn't trust us to give you the information that you're getting, knowing that it's accurate. You'd be able to see right through it. So, you know, I appreciate you saying that, David. It's extremely important. When we come back, we're going to talk more about some of David's writings, and I do want to talk more about the ATF. Back after this, don't go away, with David Kodria.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, let's go back to David Kogia. But first, you are in the GunBroker.com studios with me for the Daily Defense today across the country. We love you. Thanks for being here on all of our great affiliates across the nation. And if you're watching on the Facebook live stream, that's always fun. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Like and share the post. We'd appreciate it. We're on the Car Arms Platinum microphone with you. And it's getting more powerful by the month. We just added a couple more affiliates. So thanks to the team for continuing to grow the program. Thanks to you for tuning in. And all of this is made possible now by X Insurance, both programs, the MonsterCast and the Daytime Show. Lot to cover with you about X Insurance this week. Another press release for those of you who might be in law enforcement about what X can do for you is going out today. I should have information on that in the next, probably within the next half hour. I'll keep you posted if it pops up. David Kodria, welcome back, my friend. Let's go back into the ATF a little bit. You know a little bit about how the ATF works. you know, you might know a couple guys, you know, who blew a couple whistles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And how the ATF doesn't work. And these rulings are what's most troubling. And of course, you know, we've had the bump stock ruling that came down, which I'm party to a lawsuit that's you know, still trying to challenge that. And just the reversal in rulings and the fact that you can go back decades and you can find ATF admitting on video that they perjure themselves in court, that they don't always tell the truth on what they do. And you can find conflicting rulings. You can find, heck, you know, I just was talking with another writer, Carl Busjager, who is putting together a piece. I introduced him to Len Savage and reminded them of years ago, about 11 years ago, I wrote a piece where the ATF has admitted that they have 50,000 unregistered machine guns. They had they had a gun that they declared was a machine gun, but they cut it off to where one manufactured the day before was not a machine gun, and one manufactured the day after was a machine gun. This is how absurd these rulings are. And I believe that we had Len Savage on and talked about this on Armed American Radio some years ago.
We did talk about it. Let me back up to bump stocks for a second, because first off, I made it very clear that I'm not giving law enforcement anything I legally purchased. I'm sorry. You're not getting it. I'm not going to walk down and hand it to you. If you want it, come and get it. But you're not going to find it because I can't find it. I don't know what happened to it, but it's not here. It didn't wind up in the lake. It didn't wind up in the creek behind AAR Ranch. And one second it was here, the next second it was gone. I don't know, but whatever. Then we go now to these pistol braces. And I made this very clear. I've got three pistol braces on three AR pistols right now. And I'm not giving them to anybody. Nobody. I'm not giving them. I'm not giving them. Nobody's buying them back. They're mine. I bought them. They're legal. They're mine. I own them. Not going to happen in this lifetime. And there you go, publicly. Okay. You never know who's listening. That's what I'm telling you. Not going to happen. Now, let me go back to the bump stock ruling because this is critical. In the bump stock ruling, the ATF, a bureaucrat at the ATF, an individual, as far as we know, ruled that the bump stock, an inanimate piece of plastic with no moving parts, was a machine gun. The word machine itself insinuates that there has to be something happening inside it. Machines are not inanimate objects, but a machine gun, which fires and the machine works with one squeeze of the trigger. That's the machine action of the machine gun. And David, like I said before, this is far worse than the bump stock. Couldn't care less about the bump stock. It's the fact that the ATF could go in and define something, a firearm that is not a firearm, when in reality, we know what their target is. Beto O'Rourke, Biden, the Democrat platform, Biden's own website. Go read it. Don't listen to this crazy gun nut. Go read Biden's website. Go read the Democrat platform. Go listen to what they're saying and go listen to what Beto O'Rourke said. So you know darn good and well when they can't get something legislatively, all of a sudden they're going to realize, well, wait a minute, guys. We don't need that bump stock to bump fire a gun. It can be done with a belt loop and a finger. It can be done with a rubber band. It can be done with lots of different things. Therefore, it's not the bump stock that's the machine gun. It's actually the semi-automatic gun that's been misclassified all these years. David, and then when you see this, this should raise some feathers, brother. Take it away. Sorry for that long-winded deal I got off my soapbox. Take it away.
This is exactly why the people who make me see the deepest shade of red are idiot, bloviating gun owners on forums. You know, the same guys doing the tiger-talking Mullen Lave that never lift a finger to help, and that ridicule politics as you guys are just fools for participating in it. And yet these are the same people who say, well, why do you want to die on that hill for a stupid piece of plastic? And it's like, you dunderhead, it is not about the piece of plastic. It is right. About the principle of being able to do exactly what you just said. And this is where they're going with this. And Kamala Harris came flat out and said that when she's president, this is when she was running, but, you know, she's still probably thinking about it with an eye towards Biden, okay?
Yeah, of course she is.
And saying how she will use executive orders to implement infringements on us.
Right.
And this is what the short-sighted fools who actually think that our objection is about bump stocks. It doesn't matter if they're about buttons. It doesn't matter if they're about shoelaces. It doesn't matter if they're about fingers or sticks. You can't give an inch because what they want is they want it all. And of course, well, this was further illustrated. Your friend Stephen Gutowski from the Free Beacon. Okay, just came out with a piece over the weekend, and I have Sprungboard off it for a piece I just turned into Ammo Land, giving him credit, by the way, okay, as being the person who initially reported, because, as you know, we sometimes have problems with people acknowledging who was first with something, okay?
Yeah, both of us do. We've experienced with that, yes.
But about a Kansas politician running for the Senate who, at a campaign event, pointed to Australia and the gun confiscation, saying, and see, they don't have any problem there, and they just went and took the guns, and they don't have any problem there, okay? And so this is what this is all about. Every little increment that you give them is just another step towards what even Pelosi admitted she hoped the slippery slope would happen. Previously, they would ridicule us. They would say, no one is talking about taking your guns. You guys are just being paranoid. We know back from 1976, Nelson Pete Shields, the predecessor for the Brady campaign, the National Council to Control Handguns or whatever, admitted to the New Yorker back in 76 that they have to do things incrementally. But the bottom line is the ultimate goal is they're going to ban handguns. Okay?
And it may take years. Pete made that very clear. It may take years and decades to do. And that, of course, morphed into handgun control. Go ahead.
And conceding on any point, compromising on any point, no matter how small or insignificant you think it is, it's tantamount. You're surrounded by a pack of jackals, and if you think that throwing them a scrap of flesh is going to satisfy them and make them go away, as opposed to make them convinced that you are chicken and they can circle in closer and take whatever they want, what do you think is going to happen if you do this in nature?
Let me tell you what you do in prison here, okay? I've never been, but I know a guy. If you don't fill that sock with 8 bars of soap and beat that guy down the moment he attempts something on you, the moment you walk into that prison, you're going to be a wife your entire prison career. What David is telling you is you have got to stand up for yourself. They will abuse you permanently if you don't. And if you want proof positive of that, watch the way the Republicans have allowed the Democrats to steamroll them for decades. So that's simple. Now, if anybody believes David,
your prison analogy, Mark, someday when you're on Sirius, I'll tell you a joke.
Please hold until Sirius, okay? I don't know when that's going to be. That's not something we're fighting to get to do. Or we can just do it in a phone call after the show. Or I can just imagine the joke right now because I could have made one myself as well. But, yeah, you know, that's actually a true story. I had a guy tell me that, a guy that I know I met who had gotten out of Stark in Florida and did 10 years with his son for robbing banks. And I was fascinated with him telling me about prison. And he told me that story. And he made it very clear.
You look at guys like poor Wayne Fincher, the late Wayne Fincher, who built a machine gun for use inside the state. 6.5 years, they wouldn't let him out on furlough to go to his wife's funeral for having a gun that they don't approve of.
You better believe it. We'll talk more about the ATF and wrap up some of David's other work. See, we just get going. David and I have a great time, and you get to benefit because we all learn from these conversations. I'm talking with the great David Kodria. WarOnGuns.com is where you can find everything, David. And we'll be back with David right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question.
For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. That's a facepalm. No-brainer. Excuse me. If you're drinking coffee and you can donate to the Second Amendment Foundation without pulling anything extra out of your pocket except what you paid for the coffee, and you can do it by using the AAR promo code, getting 15% off to do it, I mean, that's just a simple no-brainer. Please do it. And make sure to visit all of our sponsors, LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, adding distributors across the country on a regular basis, PulseTV.com/armed, text armed, A-R-M-E-D, to 58445. Of course, xinsurance.com. If you're not looking into that right now, what are you waiting for, okay? Serious business with that stuff from an A-rated carrier that I'm promising you right now is going to dominate the market. It's literally going to take it over. Why? Because there's nobody else out there superior to them. None. Everything else is a close third or fourth. Don't believe me? Call your current quote-unquote insurance provider and ask them what their carrier name is and ask them what their AM best rating is. Go ahead. Do that. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR. Take advantage of sleep, support gun rights. Drink coffee. Maybe not sleep, but you support gun rights. You get the idea. Car Arms, gunbroker.com. It's 100% free. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. Of course, North American Arms. And Front Sight. Let's not forget Front Sight. Frontsight.com/M-A-R-K. Go over there and take advantage of that, would you please? Also, Defender Coffee. The website for that is DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code also AAR. David Cotier, welcome back. We've got one more segment. You ready to rock and roll?
Hello.
There you go. We got you?
Yeah, I lost sound during the break.
Don't you hate when that happens? All right, here we go.
The NRA is making a pretty interesting statement here, as is, I believe, the Washington Examiner. Don't hold me to that one. And I don't remember where I saw this, but the NRA is saying the backfire here to the ATF, based in Heller, which of course says you cannot ban guns in common use, which of course the AR-15 is. And by the way, Biden ain't getting none of it, and neither is Beto O'Rourke. Bring a station wagon, pal. You're going to need it. Here's the deal. And that's not a threat. The threat is you saying you're going to come and take my stuff. That's the threat. Make sure that you understand that. Me responding to a threat? No. The threat is I'm coming to take your crap. So, no, you're not. Here's the deal. They're saying, David, that by bringing this to the forefront, that 3 to 4 million of these guns in law-abiding citizens' hands, being these AR pistols, in fact puts them in common use. And the argument could easily be made that the ATF may have just backfired on itself. What do you think of that?
I think that's an interesting theory to put forth. I hope that they win on that. Unfortunately, as you and I know, it's not whether you're right and whether or not you're logical. It's what the other side has the power to do. And there are those who are stupid enough that they're just going to keep pushing it. But I take in common use a step further. And to me, when you go back to the Miller decision and ordinary military equipment, I take in common use to be whatever military equipment is in common use at the time.
That's what the founders had in mind. Otherwise, you would have to believe, David, that the founders wanted themselves to have inferior weapons to their opponents. It makes absolutely no sense. And it's almost as trying to play wordsmith and jumbo with the right of the people to keep and bear arms, meaning anything other than the people, because of the way the word people was used in the rest of the Bill of Rights. To do otherwise is to just try to wordsmith something because you're an idiot and don't like it. That's a fact. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
It's tantamount to saying that the people who were resisting signing the Constitution, the Anti-Federalists, drew a line in the sand and said, you know what? We're not going to sign it until you put a guarantee in there that if you assemble us as the militia and send us out, that you're guaranteeing that we'll be led to our slaughter.
And you know the arrogance of mostly Democrats who make statements like that. It always befuddles me, because here's what my response to some of them is. And when I say this to them, they look at me bewildered, because it just goes over their head. When you're talking to a liberal and you've got any sense of any common sense, you are of the one of superior intellect. It's not hard to figure that out, because they look at you funny because they don't think, they feel. But when somebody says, you say, well, the arrogance, they couldn't have foreseen today's modern weapons. Oh, well. Okay, so I guess they couldn't have foreseen their day's modern weapons either, because at that moment in time, their weapons were modern weapons. Other words, do you think the founding fathers sat around in meetings and said to each other at conferences, well, you know, guys, we're living in the olden days, and another 200 years when people are modern, unlike us, you know, we should think about those things? David, this lends credence to exactly what's going on in the Barrett confirmation hearings right now. When you hear these people talk, that's what they're talking about. The level of arrogance on display is almost just mind-boggling.
The founders were so well grounded, not only in the classics, but also guys like Jefferson. They were leading edge in terms of the scientific developments of their age. And you know, Leonardo da Vinci, back when he lived, designed a volley gun, and there was the pepper gun or the pepper box revolver, and there was the puckle gun, and they had a breech loading rifle that was developed at the time of the Revolutionary War, and Congress couldn't really afford to pay the guy to develop these and to field soldiers with it. So they were aware of all of these developments, and it wasn't too long after that that Samuel Colt looked at the capstan on a ship and said, you know what, I could make a revolving gun.
Right. David?
Yes.
The Civil War. Interesting. This is a fun conversation to have. The reason people, you know, 675,000 Americans lost their lives during the Civil War. Imagine that level of carnage. Imagine 57,000 casualties in 3 days in Gettysburg from July 3rd over to the July 4th. I want you to think about that carnage. Why was it so? Well, it was because the weaponry far outpaced the battlefield strategies at the time. Those individuals, the snipers, were able to take people out at great distances at the Civil War. And I forget the general who said it, but it was that damn gun that the Yankees had that you could load on a Sunday and shoot all week, of course, referring to the Winchester models. So, I mean, you know, the battlefield tactics were far behind at the time the modernity of the weapons that were being used on the battlefield. And to think that the founding fathers were unable to come up with this concept, or to, you would have to believe that they didn't believe themselves to be modern people and they didn't want modern weaponry so that they could fight a war with inferior weapons to their opponents. They wanted everybody to have that same weapon. And at the time, the musket was the modern sporting rifle. I mean, it's so easy. It's child's play. It's just child's play, David. Go ahead and take us to the break, please. Take us to the top of the hour. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Yeah, they say weapons of war, and yes, what about weapons of war? That's exactly what the founders wanted the people to have. And you know, I want to get back to one real quick one. I mentioned FUDs for Biden, my firearms news piece, and I also, of course, write for Ammoland.
30 seconds. But
okay, basically, I want to tell all these FUDs for Biden that remember the story of Odysseus from the Odyssey and the drunken Cyclops Polyphemus, who promised he would eat him last. He still intended to eat him. And they hate blood sports, and they hate you.
You better believe it. Well said. Well done. A great week with David Kodria. David, I might have to call you later today and ask you if we could make this another David Kodria week. Oh, my God, that would be so much fun. I love when you join this program. So here, you have my word, listener. I'm going to ask him that. And I won't put him on the spot right now, but you'll know tomorrow if we've got David Kodria week going on. Isn't that fun? All right. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.